Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. This podcast is meant to help those toward the path of forgiveness, for the ones who have been hurt, heartbroken, forever changed by something that was said or done to them, which changed their mindset, the course of their relationships, their future, and even their life in general. With this podcast, I speak about the lessons I've learned from forgiveness, and I give it to you, the audience. Today is a very, 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 very special episode today. I have my favorite guest on. My wife, Sierra, is here. Yes. Oh, I was so glad for her to come on to this episode. Not only is Sierra my wonderful wife, great person, beautiful personality, she's also a master's prepared registered nurse, recently graduating with her master's in nursing education, and the mother to our beautiful four-month-old son, Tobias. And she's also a proud Baltimorean. Today, she comes on to tell her story about how she had to forgive herself in becoming a new mom. This was an amazing episode. Also, for all the new and returning listeners, please do us a favor and leave a five-star written review for the podcast. We really appreciate it, and it helps us get more reach. And now, without further ado, here's the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I have my favorite, favorite, favorite guest, my favorite person. My wife, Sierra, is here. Say hi.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, yo.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just excited to have her on because, like I said, this is my wife, my best friend, the mother to our son, and she's just amazing. She's a nurse, a woman who's been able to just take care of people and also been on the front lines during this pandemic. She's just been doing it all. So I got to salute my wife. I have to.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm just going to start with this icebreaker question. And I picked this one specifically for you. Do you have a favorite plant?
So, Dwayne knows this, but I have probably about 7 plants and I have 4 more that I got for Mother's Day. So I would have to say my favorite plant, I have 2, I can't pick, well, all of them are my favorite, but my 2 ultimate favorites are one plant that I've had for maybe over 7 years. And her nickname is Long Hair, Long Hair. I think I measured her before and she was like 17 feet. She was pretty long. And I also have another plant and her name is Big Girl. And she just won't stop growing. She just won't stop. I have given pieces out. I had to tie her down. I would do all kinds of tricks with her. Try to make her smaller, and now she's just back to her regular glory. So those are my 2 favorite plants.
Big girl just keeps having babies, yes. Like growing new leaves and everything. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yes, Big Girl just won't stop. I mean, I'm not going to get her a new container because she'll just keep growing, but that's my pride and joy, Big Girl.
Yeah. I'm going to say my favorite is Long Hair, Don't Care as well, because I have never seen a plant grow so long, period. Because I was like, yeah. It's literally like the Rapunzel of plants from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, those are my 2 girls. I don't know what I would do without them, but they're pretty cool. I love plants. I really love plants. They just bring me a lot of energy, a lot of life, a lot of just happiness. So it's just amazing to see something that is so tiny. And when I got these plants, they were really, really tiny.
Yeah.
And to see them like mature and grow into these beautiful living things is just, it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And know that I'm the person that is helping them grow. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly agree with that. So this month is I chose to do a series called Forgiveness and Motherhood because Mother Day just passed. And I wanted to have, of course, my wife on to talk about her forgiveness as when becoming a mom. So, babe, the floor is yours. You go ahead and just tell your story of you know, your journey.
So I became a mom on January 7th, 2021 to a beautiful baby boy, Tobias. Before that, I always had good examples of what a mother looks like. Like my mom was a good example, but you never truly know what it takes to be a mom until you become one. I remember bringing him home and I just had so many like expectations of what my role would be and how I would treat him. And I already had it planned out in my head, like I'm gonna be this perfect mom and nothing's gonna go wrong. And you feel like you've learned from other people's mistakes, so you feel like you won't make any mistakes. And now that he's 4 months old, I will say in these last 4 months that I've learned so much about being a mom and just being a better person, a better friend, a better wife. And it's all because of this new role that I have. There are some things through this journey that I had to learn about forgiveness, and it's forgiveness within myself. Being a mom is, you hear a lot of different things you should do, or you should do this, or you should try this, or don't do that, or put the baby down, or, you know, you hear a lot of things. So one of the first things that I had to overcome was learning to forgive myself and give myself grace as far as realizing that I will make mistakes, and it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to feel like you're not the best mom at the time. And you have to extend forgiveness to yourself. So that's one of the biggest things that I've learned is to forgive myself through this process.
Yeah.
So like some days I just want to break. Some days I just want to say, you know what? I miss hanging out with my friends whenever I want. I miss going on dates with my husband. I miss hanging out with my family. You just miss some of the old times. And a lot of people will say, oh, you should be happy that you have a baby. But sometimes you miss those former things. So I remember when I first started having those thoughts, it's like, man, I wish I could just get up and go like I used to, or not have to worry about, oh, who's going to take care of the baby, or who's going to watch the baby, or is the baby going to cry? Or I had to learn to forgive myself for having those thoughts, because I was beating myself up about it and saying, you should be happy that you're a mom. This is what you wanted. This is what this comes with the package. And now I can say, it's okay for me to think sometimes that I want a break. It's okay for me to feel like there are some days where I'm just like, okay, I would just rather spend time with my my husband. I love my baby. But I would rather spend time with my husband and have a day off and sleep all day and sleep all night. So you have to learn to forgive yourself through this process. If not, you'll just constantly beat yourself up.
I love how you said that, because I think that's something a lot of new moms go through. This is just my perspective, because I think there's a stigma that once you have a baby, your life is over. Like it's game over. Yeah. And I'm going to say that's not the case. I'm going to say your life isn't over. It's just that you have a new addition and you have to adjust to it.
Right.
So I want to ask this, when you had Toby, would you say you had an expectation of perfection for yourself?
I did. I expected to be able to do everything that I was doing before. And with just the addition of a baby. Yeah. So I thought I could still I didn't think anything would pretty much change as much as it did.
Yeah.
I was expecting just to continue on and say, oh, hey, look at everyone. I have a new addition that's going to be tagging along with me. But it doesn't it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of like, I won't say retrain yourself, but you have to extend, you have to think about it more as different roles.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like this perfect mom, perfect wife, perfect friend, perfect daughter, perfect everything. And it puts a lot of stress on you to try to juggle all of these roles at one time. And that's when you had to just take a step back and say, you know what? Things are going to change. Things have changed. And I can't beat myself up over it. I can't try to overextend myself too much, because in the end, no one will be happy. So I think that's where a lot of the forgiveness comes in. It's just learning to just show compassion towards yourself and give yourself space to enjoy this journey.
So where did this expectation of perfection come from?
Well, I'm low-key a perfectionist and a busybody. So I like to stay busy.
Yeah.
I don't like to, always tell Dwayne, I don't like to let any grass grow underneath my feet. I don't like to be sitting down for too long. I always want to be doing something. I have to have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the expectation just came from me. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I always wanted to be the best. My mom was the best mom to me. So I always wanted to be sort of like my mom. Like, I want to be the best mom to my son also. So that's where that expectation came from. It's just from myself.
Yeah. And I've said this before, and I want everybody to know, I love my mom-in-law. I call her mom. I love her. She's awesome.
And
so I've said that to her, I've said it to Sierra, and I'm put this on record. Yeah, I mean, but I see where that has come from. So how did it feel to be able to extend that grace and forgiveness to yourself?
It felt good. It felt like I was releasing a lot of like pent-up emotions. Because I didn't have to put so many demands on myself to be this perfect image of what a mother should be. And I allowed myself to just say, you know what? In the beginning, yes, it was difficult to take on this role as a new mother. 4 months later, I'm still learning. I'll be learning forever. But now I can... to learn to create more healthy boundaries as far as like what I'm thinking, how I feel, that it's okay to feel the way I feel, setting boundaries with other relationships. So it just feels good. It just feels like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders.
Amazing. Amazing.
And also, like, through this process, I learned to forgive myself with emotions also.
Ooh, talk about that one.
Yeah, so I never, when I was pregnant, I always say, you know what, I'm never going to be upset. I'm going to never be upset with my child, never have any kind of, you know, I don't know, like any kind of bad feelings. I'm always happy. Even when he does something, I'm always going to be happy about it. But.
And now?
I know. And now I'm just like, even though he's only 4 months old, he's a sweet, sweet baby. Sometimes when you're awakened in the middle of the night and you're like, oh my gosh, just please go to bed. Like, why aren't you sleeping? Why do you want me to hold you? Why do you? And you just find yourself just getting like annoyed almost.
And the explosion, don't forget the explosions in his diaper.
Yes, explosion in the diapers, and just changes his old outfit and he poops all on himself all over again. And there have been times I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why does he keep doing this? Why? Like, I would get frustrated because, like, I just changed you. I'm holding you. I've been holding you all night. I just fed you. You should be good to go. Then I have to realize, like, you're getting upset at the wrong person. You're getting upset at someone who is not able to express themselves like you and I are. Like when we're upset, we're frustrated, we're able to say, I'm frustrated. I don't wanna be held. I don't wanna lay on my left side. I don't wanna lay on my right side. We're able to express these emotions. So I had to learn to and then when I realized that I was getting upset with him for things that he couldn't control. He's, I mean, what, 2 months old, a month old, a week old, 4 months old. He can't verbalize these things to me and say, hey, mom, I really would like it if you just flip me over on my left side so I can, that's why I'm crying. It kind of made me sad that I was thinking that way, thinking that he was, like, I was getting upset with him. So then I had to get myself for that. I had to like put myself in check and say, hey, this is not something that you should be doing. This is not something that you should look at him as someone who is not able to express themselves. And I was able to get through that.
I'm glad you said that because I bet a lot of people are thinking that same thing. Like, there, even with me, there are times I look at him and I'm like, how did all this come out of you in this diaper? And there are times where I clean him and then he pees on himself. And I'd be like, why? How? You know what I mean? But again, that's the human side of us. But to extend that grace and accept it, that's powerful. So I want to ask this to you. What advice would you give the pregnant you now?
That's an excellent question. I would say the advice that I would give is you can read all the books you want in the world. You can read all the blogs, you can study, you can get all the advice in the world from your family, friends, or whatever. But the best advice I would say is to decrease your stress and to make your family happy with your husband, and if you have other children, is to do what's best for you and your family. I had to remind myself that when everyone goes home, when everyone is tucked in their beds at night, at the end of the day, it's going to be myself and my husband and Tobias. So we have to do what is best for our family. So that's the advice that I would give to anyone who's currently pregnant or newly a new mom, is to not have so many expectations on yourself to be this perfect mom, to never get upset with your child. Even if you don't want to, there will be times when you'll be so tired and you just want 1 hour interrupted sleep, especially in the beginning when he was a newborn. I really was not prepared to lose that much sleep.
Oh my gosh.
That. I was not prepared. And I know people say, oh, sleepless nights. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I've been up this whole last trimester running to the bathroom every 2 hours. So this is going to be nothing, but it's a different kind of sleepless nights.
That's facts.
Yes, I would just say that, just give yourself enough space and time to do what's best for you. And also, I would say another thing is I had to learn to extend grace to myself and forgiveness as far as sometimes having, as a mom, you sometimes have this expectation that you need to be with your child at all times, that you shouldn't have any time to, say, hey, I just want to go get my nails done, or I just want to just go to the store really quickly. I almost felt guilty for, you know, when I first left him home with Dwayne, I felt a little guilty. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a horrible mom. Like, why do I just want to run to the store really quickly and he's home and what if he misses me? And so you have to learn to just say, you know what? I can't be the full person that God intended me to be if I'm so consumed with being this perfect mom to always be there. You have to take care of yourself also. So I was telling new moms and expecting moms, just take time off for yourself, even if it's my favorite, Dwayne knows my favorite place is like Dunkin' Donuts. So even if you
Yeah.
take 10 minutes and say, you know what, I'm gonna go and get me some coffee and I'll be right back. It's okay. It's not gonna be the end of the world. Just take time for yourself.
That's a whole word. And plus, dad is there.
Yep.
Like, he gonna be all right. He will be okay. But I hear you on that. And I'm glad you said that because that's a very powerful point. Just because you become a mom, that does not mean you lose your identity. It doesn't. You're still the same person. It's just that, again, you just added a new person. And you said another key thing. You can't be the best mom if you're not your best self. So there are times you need to take a couple minutes away to either get a nap, go to Dunkin' Donuts, go to Target, something to make sure to give you that peace of mind. Because if you're around your child 24/7, the stress gonna add up. And you're gonna blow a fuse. And we don't want that for y'all.
No, we
I don't
don't.
want that. I don't. Because that's nasty. That's bad. That's bad.
It
So, knowing what you know now, what does forgiveness mean to you as a mom now?
I totally look at forgiveness in a different light. Dwayne knows that I struggle with forgiveness in the sense that I forgive people. But sometimes I still feel like people are undeserving of forgiveness. So now I'm becoming a mom. I want to show Tobias the best representation of how to forgive someone, what forgiveness means. And I don't want to be an example of showing a negative aspect of holding in on things and holding on to things and never letting go and holding grudges. Because in the end, it's unhealthy for you. So my viewpoint on forgiveness has grown with him, with the birth of him, to the point where there are certain things that used to upset me before, like if I'm out and somebody upset me and I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm just like, whatever. It's okay. It's whatever. I don't feed into that negative space or that negative energy because I want to show him the best example there are of being a whole person, forgiving, loving, kind. And I even do that with him now. Like, I'll ask him like, okay, I'm trying to think of an example. Like sometimes if I pick him up the wrong way or he's frustrated, I'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. Can you forgive me? Or you forgive me? And I mean, he can't respond, but I just want him to kind of hear the word, like, I forgive you, or it's okay, it's all right. Like when he was sick on this past week and he threw up all over me. And
Oh, that he did.
I just remember
I'm sorry.
he just looked at me like he was so sorry for doing that. And I just said, it's okay. I forgive you. It's not a big deal. It's all right. We're gonna get you cleaned up. You don't have to look at me like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that. And I just want him to start hearing the word. So I would say actually I speak about forgiveness more with him than I have before. It becomes more of a hot topic.
Oh, man.
And I just always think about as he gets older, there are going to be a lot of things that he may do that will require me to forgive him and for me to extend my hand to him and say, hey, it's all right. Maybe one day he'll color on the floors and I'll just be like, oh my gosh, but I forgive you. you shouldn't have done that, but I forgive you because I'm not going to hold on to this in for another 10 years, 15 years and say, oh, I'm not going to talk to you because I remember you took that color pencil and drew all over the walls, you know. Nah. So you have to be an example, the best example you can be.
Yeah. I want to ask this. You said that now that you have a son, forgiveness is more of a hot topic. So what do you believe God is trying to tell you about forgiveness through Tobias?
So I think God is trying to teach me to forgive more and to be more, how can I put this? To have a more complete view of forgiveness.
Ooh.
So right now, I would say I'm still a work in progress. But for right now, when I forgive someone, I still have it in the back of my mind. Like, I forgive you, but you're still wrong. And I guess that is a part of forgiveness. Or there's certain people I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll ever forgive you. Or I don't, yeah, whatever. I don't have any hard feelings against you, but I don't need to forgive you. And now that I have a son, I think God is trying to show me that he wants me to show him who he is. God wants me to show Tobias who he is. And one of the things that God demonstrates is forgiveness. So I have to, in order for me to put Tobias off on a great start to all that God has to give him and offer him and to know about God, is to show him that it's important to forgive. God forgives us. When we do dumb things and make dumb decisions, he extends his hand to us and say, hey, I forgive you for that. So we should be able to do that also. So I try to be in a positive example. And I also let him know that there may be times when it's hard to forgive somebody. It may be times when you don't want to. Maybe the person really hurt you or said something or did something. And in the back of your mind, you're just like, why should I forgive this person for doing this or saying this? And during those times, you just have to pray about it and continue to work towards that path of forgiveness. Oh, yeah. It's a lot. You never know that someone who is 4 months old can teach you so much about life.
Gosh,
I mean, he can babble, but he can't tell you one word. He can offer you a nice smile, but this person who is not able to express themselves with words is able to say so much through action and so much through their energy. And I think that God is trying to teach me a lot through him.
Yeah. Yes. That's a whole word. I almost ran up and down this hallway after you said all that. I will not lie to you. But it brought up two verses for me. It said in 1 John 1:9, of course, it's my favorite. If we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. Also in Matthew 6:15, if we don't forgive men of their trespasses, neither will our Father forgive us of ours.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The verse before that, verse 14, it says the opposite. It said, if we forgive men of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you.
Right.
And God sent his son for us.
Exactly.
If that ain't love, that, right. Oh my gosh. But that's a whole word.
Yes.
A whole word that you just gave. Jeez.
And it's funny. God places certain people in your life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought like being a mom, like, oh, I'm going to have to, you know, shape this person and help them become, I want him to become a good boy and then eventually a good man. And you have all these dreams and goals for your child before they even born. You kind of, I try not to do it, but you kind of like envision their lives for them. And I don't want to do that, but you just think about all the good times you'll have with them. Like, oh, how I hope he does. I hope he has a good. I hope that he doesn't get in any trouble or.
Yeah.
So I was thinking it from thinking about like having being a mom from my point of view, but I never thought about it as this baby will change my life and make me such a more whole person. I know that children change your life, but I thought maybe when, you know, as he gets older and we start talking and he start telling me things and, oh, I like this, I like animals, or I like this. And, you know, kind of like just normal conversation. I thought that that's when you're like, oh, maybe I should change the way I behave. Maybe I should, you know, take him out a little bit more or do different things with him. And now I realize that from the moment he was born, God was already working on me. Even before I had him, he was working on preparing me. And he placed Tobias in my life for a reason. There's a reason why he is here with, he's here with us. And he has taught me so much. He's such a sweetie. He has taught me so much in his 4 months. So I'm excited for seeing him grow up and just showing him who God is, showing him forgiveness, showing him about everything.
What is up? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that I just want him to have the best experience with God's love. I want him to have a good example of God's love.
Absolutely. So what do you want to impart to the audience?
So first, I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to any moms out there who are listening. It doesn't matter if this is your first Mother's Day, your 50th Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And if it's your 50th Mother's Day, you still can learn something about being a mom. So I would just let the audience know that motherhood is something that you can't really explain it until you are placed, until you become a mother. So my main thing is to make the experience stress-free as much as possible and to enjoy your little one. So you could do that by forgiving yourself. I would say that. Start by forgiving any mistakes you have made. Just let it go. My child wanted to go to this place and I didn't take them. And now all of his friends went and now I feel bad. It's okay. You always can make up for that experience. Just don't beat up on yourself. Because children can pick up on their parents' energy. So when they know when you're upset, they know when you're sad, and know when you're not happy with them. So you don't want to constantly drag around this this unforgiveness. You don't want to constantly drag around anxiety, sadness. Am I perfect? Oh, am I doing the right thing? Oh, just be free. Just do the best that you can as a mom for your family.
I love that. Love that.
It's a fun journey. It's been a fun journey so far.
Yes, it has. And we, Lord willing, have decades to go. Oh gosh, I'm excited. But now y'all see why she's my favorite guest.
Oh no.
Now y'all see that. So babe, just thank you for being on here.
No, thank you.
Thank you for just being honest and open and just being you. So thank you for that. So right now, it's up to you if you want. If you would like, you can give your social media or help if you want to connect with you. If not, that's fine. Whatever works for you.
So I can be found on Instagram at shorty_cupcake_ci. Yeah, that's mainly where I am. It was on Instagram.
Okay. I'll put that in the show notes for everybody because, like I said, this is my wife. I love her. She's amazing. And I just love her. She's just awesome.
Love you too. Thank you very much.
No problem. And again, just thanks for doing this. I appreciate you.
No, thank you.
If you couldn't tell, I had too much fun with this episode. Oh my gosh. I really appreciate my wife just coming on and just being open and honest and vulnerable. Now y'all see why she is my wife, my best friend, my confidant. She's just amazing. I just love her so much. Oh, I love that woman so much. I know there are times where we don't have the strength to forgive those who have hurt us, to do what it takes in this episode, and more. We can only do these things with the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven in the past, present, and future. And he rose from the grave to give us eternal life, a relationship with God himself, power over sin, and power over the enemy. If you want Jesus Christ in your life, just pray this. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins and my wrongdoings in the past, present, and future. I confess and believe that you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. I give my life to you, Lord. Please come to my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you pray that prayer, I want to say welcome to the family. This is the best decision you could ever make in your life. Now that you've made this decision, get in a good Bible-teaching church who preaches the gospel and message of Jesus Christ. You can look on Google, social media, and ask family and friends for recommendations. Also, there may have been some things said in this episode that may have triggered some bad memories and bad feelings. If this is the case, please seek a licensed therapist to talk them out. You can go through your healthcare provider, Google, or ask family and friends who receive therapy for recommendations. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power Forgiveness Podcast. If you like this podcast, please leave us a 5-star written review. It helps the podcast get more reach. And most importantly, share this podcast with other people. You never know what they're going through, and this episode may help them out. I also want to let you know that the Power Forgiveness has a group page on Facebook. Join the group and get in on the conversation. That link is in the show notes. I also have my social media page in the show notes as well. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. You can also leave me a voice message on Anchor. I would love to hear from you. Imagine what it would be like to no longer hold anger in your heart and forgive the people who have hurt you. Imagine finding the career that you were meant to have. Well, that's what coaching can do for you. At Breakthrough Coaching, we connect with people who want to break through the wall that keeps them from forgiving someone that has hurt them and finding the career they have always dreamed of. If you or anyone you know wants to break through the wall that is stopping you from these goals, schedule a session with us. That link is in the show notes below. We would love to help and see you thrive and achieve the goals that you have. I want you all to have an amazing week, and remember that forgiveness is not letting what that person or people said or did to you affect you, your spirit, your future, or where you're going in life. And that's not an excuse for or enabling someone's behavior, but not letting what that person or people did hold you back or keep you from being or grabbing all that God wants you to be or has for you. Have a good one.